We have this incredible dance teacher. He's known as William A. Forsyth. I remember my first day, there was this one sequence that he had, and I remember he demonstrated it once only, and then he would stop and he would watch, and he was known to be the most scariest person ever. So you can imagine, you get taught this sequence, and the first time he shows it, he expects you to know it. So here's me, very new to, you know, the full-time dance world, and I just remember we had to do this sequence, and we had to look in the mirror, and we just had to, like, do it. Now, we did it three more times, and then I remember he walked past me, stops the music. It was one of those, like, stop the music, comes to me, and the first thing he said to me, I will never forget this, was, "Why are you not looking in the mirror? You look like the Exorcist." And I was like, oh my God, I actually wasn't looking at myself. And it was because I wasn't happy with what I saw. And we are here with Keys to the Queendom. Oh, hello, my beautiful family, my queens. It is your host, Tamara Maya. And I'm feeling, how do I explain this? Quite weird. It was a full moon on Sunday. I don't normally buy into it, but it's just been an interesting energetic release of letting go of what no longer serves me. And if you are into all that stuff, I mean, you guys can probably resonate and feel that it has been an interesting week for some. And if you're not, then just ignore me. But I'm so excited. 18 days to go until the event is happening at the Hilton. Show up, sell, and scale. And I was sitting on my bed yesterday, and I was just reflecting on what to bring for you guys when it comes to the episodes. We've got some guest speakers coming up, and so I've been doing more of the solos for you guys. And I was thinking about the stories that I remember when I was a dancer. Yeah. And it hit me that there was something I was doing for so many years, and it only hit me when I was going over my presentation, my keynote for the event. And I was like, I can't believe I used to do that. Wow. And I think this is going to be really big for everyone who's listening, because I come on here every week. I show up on my stories every day, and the C word being confidence would probably feel really apparent. She's got the confidence when she speaks. She knows what she's doing. She's certain. And I was reflecting on how I began on social media, but then it took me back to my dance days. And this is why I really want to talk about four ways to build confidence in the online space. Because when I was a dancer, I wasn't confident at all. But you would think I was, because I was really good at pretending I was confident. And I was really good at suppressing a lot of my insecurities, because I was also taking a whole lot of shit back then as well. Duramine, sleeping tablets, masking it with alcohol. But there was this beautiful moment I remember when I started at ED5. It's a full-time dance school here in Sydney. It's in North Strathfield. This is 2009, so I'm taking you back way back then. And it was interesting because I've always been more of an actor than dancer. I'm good at dancing. Acting was like my thing. And I'd just done previously that year in 2008, a musical theater course. I'd gone, well, now I want to really hone in on my dancing. So I auditioned for 85, no thought about it. It was kind of like I just made the decision to audition, got in, and it was apparently like one of the hardest auditions people ever go through. Getting into this school is really, really hard. So I already was feeling like, wow, there's a bit of pressure being in this prestigious dance school here in Australia. And we have this incredible dance teacher. Well, he's actually the owner of 85, and well, is the owner? I can't even remember now. He's known as William A. Forsyth. And now he is someone that I have high respect for. He is an incredible human being. But I know a lot of dancers who may be listening, you know that when you are a student at a dance school, the teacher can be incredibly disciplined, incredibly strict, and God, in the dance world, they just say it how it is, right? And when you're an adult as a dancer, you just have to, you know, agree and nod and not speak. So this is massive. So I remember my first day at 85, we had him, and just imagine like the room is just chitter chatter of all the different dancers. There was about 50 of us in this big studio, and you hear all of a sudden the door slam and in walks William, and he goes to the center and everyone forms in line. This is very much like a Chorus Line vibes right now, if you know the musical. And we started watching him when it came to doing the warm-up music, the warm-up sequence. And the warm-up sequence we did every single week for a whole year, the same thing over and over again. And we watched him and we had to basically, you know, start, no questions asked, do the sequences of this warm-up. Now, there was this one sequence that he had, and I remember he demonstrated it once only. And then he would stop and he would watch, and he was known to be the most scariest person ever. But deep down, he's a really beautiful soul, just to add, because if he's listening, who knows? I love you, William. But, you know, the first day you meet him, you know, the reputation is like, he's scary, he'll push you, but he's very good at what he does.
Queen, how often have you said, I spent my whole life studying, I've been to school my whole life, and I've actually learned nothing that teaches me the tools and strategies to build a successful business in the outside world? You've probably spent thousands of dollars on courses, or you've heard fake news from business gurus. Well, I'm here to give this incredible news to everyone here right now that this is Queen Stream University. Get out of debt and actually start making money in the online space, knowing and having the foundations to build a successful business. Now, I'm talking because I have gone through the trenches. I have been a fitness coach, built my online business as a pro athlete, and now I am a business coach. You'll go from having absolutely no idea what your business is through, in the 8 weeks, learn the foundations of knowing what your purpose is, your vision and mission, and also understanding your business values with the execution to know what that business is. You'll also learn branding, social media, content strategy, marketing, and more importantly, how to sell. With Queen Stream University, it'll cut out the bullshit and remove all the fluff and get you working specifically on your business so you can execute this in 8 weeks to get ready to launch. I wanted you to have something where you get to access something straight away, where you get to fast track your growth, as well as remove any doubt, any overwhelming sensation or stress, or the question that everyone seems to ask, where do I begin? With Queen Stream University, you'll be able to build wealth, freedom, and at the end of the day, be an entrepreneur and be able to say, I have finally built my own thing, my own business. And I've stopped making money for someone else, and I'm now making money for my own empire. Queen Stream University.
So you can imagine, you get taught this sequence, which I'm not sure if I can remember it right now. And the first time he shows it, he expects you to know it. So here's me, very new to, you know, the full-time dance world, you know, average dancer, let's be real. And I just remember we had to do this sequence and we had to look in the mirror and we just had to like, fuck, just do it. And he would stop the music, give feedback to one girl. And I can't remember what it was, but it was just one of those things, like he would make sure that if there was any fault, you would know about it and you had to fix it straight away. It was like Dance Moms 101. Now, we did it 3 more times, and then I remember he walked past me, and I just want you guys to picture this. He walks past, stops the music. It was one of those like, stop the music, comes to me. And the first thing he said to me, I will never forget this, was, why are you not looking in the mirror? You look like the exorcist. And I was like, oh my God, I actually wasn't looking at myself. You know, I was just going with the feeling of the movement. I wasn't looking down. I wasn't looking at the mirror. I was looking up because I didn't want to look like I was looking at my feet. That was a big thing, a big no-no in the dance world. But I couldn't look at myself. I couldn't look at myself in the mirror. And it was because I wasn't happy with what I saw. I And really, not just from a physical standpoint, I wasn't a happy human. I was probably at the lowest point in my life when I went to that school. No one would know, but I was, because I was very good at hiding it. But the minute he said that, I remember thinking how fearful I felt and how much work I needed to do. But back then it was more about, you know, impress him and know the moves and practice the choreography. But I couldn't look at myself in my reflection. What was looking back at me, I was ashamed of, you know? That's why I masked so many things. I masked what I was going through. I remember also later that year, you know, at the start of when I started at 85, I just had been broken up by my very long-term boyfriend too. So there were so many elements to why I was so ashamed of myself. I couldn't look at myself. I couldn't. But I became really good at pretending I could see myself. And I know maybe you guys can resonate with this. And it comes back to also you when it comes to building your business. It is one thing to pretend to have confidence, and you can probably fake it for a while, but it hits you like a ton of bricks when it falls apart. You know, I got into a really good agency after the year at 85, and I worked really, really hard on my craft, but I didn't work on myself. That is the key to what I'm trying to say to this, for this episode right now. I didn't work on me as a person. Physically, you would have looked at me and ticked all the boxes, but I became really, really good at pretending I had confidence. I used different things to anchor in confidence. And while it worked to an extent of a time when I was put in really hard positions of my life or really hard, stressful moments in an audition, I crumbled. Which is what happened to me 2 years later after being at 85. I actually had an agent called Nick Bezanik. I then went into Grey Boy Agency, which is a really renowned agency here in Australia. And I remember walking into an audition. It was Snow White. And I panicked. And that was the last time I auditioned for anything professional because I had a panic attack. I didn't own myself in that room. I was not a confident person. I was really good at pretending it. But when it came to that one audition where I was in the room full of people, there were about 200 dancers for this audition. I left and I never went back to full-time dancing. I never went back to dancing. I never went back to the performing arts ever again from that moment because I had fallen apart and I was not confident within myself. And I started then the journey of personal development. And looking back, you know, on that moment, I'm so grateful for where I am now. And I'm, you know, I was never meant to be a performer. I'm definitely someone who's meant to be on the stage as a speaker. It's definitely what my calling was. But back then, you know, so many women I was at full time with struggled, you know, physically, mentally. And that one sign where I couldn't look in the mirror, I was just looking up, was a big sign that I was not okay. But I was so young. And, you know, back then it was just a matter of like masking. It was just a matter of like, let's just get through the day. Let's just impress the teachers. Let's get the best agency. Let's seek the validation until, you know, really you get forced by the universe to work on your stuff. And that was why I really got into the personal development space, into the fitness space. More of that comes in down at my event when it comes to sharing more of those stories. But I really think when you want to show up, and this is the thing why I'm leading into what I really want to talk about, is you can't pretend anymore. You can't fake being confident. But what gets to be really good when you start to show up online is you own yourself. So this is the first key on how to start building confidence, being self-aware. You know, back then as a dancer, I wasn't self-aware within myself and I was pretending to be confident. Being self-aware and jumping online and speaking to your audience and owning that you're right now not feeling confident, but you accept it, that is the first step. Knowing where you are, knowing that you're aware, and knowing that you can still improve each day. Not pretend, But how you improve has everything to do with your starting point and building the foundations of being self-aware. Okay, I'm not confident right now, but I know I will be. Owning it and committing to the change, which leads me to point number two. You know, you want to essentially stretch yourself. You want to embrace the fear. You want to be committed to showing up. And that means you do still need to show up while you're still new to it, while you're still navigating confidence. So my second piece to this, and what I'd say to any of my clients, is giving yourself permission and expressing to your audience that you are new to this, that you have, you know, a little bit of fear around this. Because once you're aware and you own where you are, number two, you're committing to the consistency and the journey, and you're inviting your audience to be with you along the way with this. So confidence begins when you are aware, but you also invite your audience to express to them that this is new to you, but you're going to show up not only for them, but for you. That's the difference. Self-aware, committing to the invite, and committing to showing up, regardless if you're in fear, but it's about the awareness and you being human and you accept that it's new. It's so much more relatable as opposed to pretending that you're confident. Because one thing I know from pretending to be confident and just putting on a mask, it hits you in the face when you're faced with a hard struggle or an event like me being on stage or me jumping on a musical audition and not being able to actually control myself. Which leads me to the third point, because my body gave in before my mind realized. I had a panic attack at an audition because I wasn't looking after my physiology.
Hey, beautiful kings and queens. Are you right now in a space where you're ready to take action and build your business, yet you struggle where to begin? You're feeling stuck and overwhelmed with all the things you need to do when it comes to building a business. Build the business of your dreams in the online space and be in the arena of all the incredible, great humans out there that are building 7 to 8 figure businesses. Now, the foundations that I truly believe in that you are going to learn through this membership is sales, marketing, content creation, social media, money mindset, and of course, branding. Now, all of this will be accessible for you to be learning what is currently hot right now in the market and how you can create your own business and build a successful business in the online space. All you have to do right now is DM Empire in my Instagram or email myself and my team, and we will get the ball rolling so you can have your empire and start making moves in the online space.
Energy speaks louder than words. So, you know, I was taking Stilnox, Duramine, drinking, not eating back then as a dancer. So my physiology was highly stressed, highly heightened. Is that even a word? We'll go with it. So when you're forced to show up from a really low frequency, it will just clash. But when you're showing up from this beautiful space of being self-aware, committing to the discipline of showing up, to then understanding your physiology and how important it is to work on your frequency, the fourth point to building confidence is your language and what you focus on. Back then, it was just about getting the end result of getting an agent. How I felt was not important to me. But you know what that did? It suppressed everything and it brought up so much more of a bubble that burst. So when it got to a really important audition for me, I crumbled because I wasn't self-aware. I wasn't committed to the confidence and working on myself. Third point, my physiology was completely shattered. My energetics, my frequency, I was not okay. And the fourth point was the language, how I was speaking about myself, what I was focusing on, physical standpoint. That was it. The result, that was it. How people perceived me, that was it. Seeking validation, that was it. Seeking to be worthy based on a result, based on an outcome, not because it was important to me and not because I wanted to be a better human being. So it has all been a blessing, but the lesson was really important because to build confidence begins with you, my beautiful queens. It begins with you owning who you are, being self-aware, committing to the discipline and showing up while it's hard, sharing it with your audience, working on your physiology, but also how you speak about yourself and what you focus on expands. Queen, I'm telling you now, while I'm so open and honest and I come on here with confidence and vibrant, crazy queen energy, there are still days where I'm still working on myself. It's an ongoing process. But that's the cool thing of building an authentic brand and scaling your business online, because we're all human. We would love to be superwoman, but what really connects with your audience and scales your business is where you own yourself and you're just authentic in the moment, regardless of what's going on. And that's what we're going to be teaching you guys at this event, how to show up with absolute authenticity, removing this fakeness until you become it. When you listen to this episode, my math isn't very good. It'll be like 7 days to go, maybe 10. But I really want to encourage you guys that this event, being virtual and live, gets to be an opportunity for you to learn how to build confidence. And I'm not here to say it's about pretending and just do the work. We're going to go deep. We're going to go deep. But I can tell you now, it's going to be so magical that you're going to show up at a different level, at a different frequency. And I can't wait for you to be a part of it. I have a massive, you know, I have to say thank you to William for bringing that opportunity to life, because that little girl in 2009, while she wasn't able to look at a reflection back then, and she went through the motions of growth and healing and turbulence of life, I can now look at myself with absolute certainty that I'm a work in progress, and I do love myself. It takes days for me to love myself. It takes time for you to love yourself, and it took me years to learn to love myself. But I can look at myself now knowing that I'm doing what I can to be the best person that I want to be, and that every day gets to be a work in progress to love myself, to know that I'm worthy, and you get to be too, my beautiful queen. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. 4 ways to build confidence to show up online. The more that we decide to really step into this version of ourselves with our content, with our brand, with showing up, that's when the moves start to happen. When it comes to content mastery and you are new to this game, you know, you are new to obviously building your presence online, and maybe right now you don't want to think about the micro topics, who you're speaking to, the ideal clients. Start with collaboration. And I think it's really important that you make that decision, that certainty to start thinking about how can I start being seen in front of different people each and every day. So the first piece to content mastery is being able to make those decisions to collaborate, to speak to someone new.
One of the reasons why I wanted to work with you was because I love that you have a community and you bring everyone together.
I have learned all about how to tell a story, what are the main components of a story. It's so helpful for brand improvement.
A highlight for me today has been being around such awesome, like-minded people and actually figuring out what I think my brand is and what I want to do.
But at the end of the day, if you're just true to who you are and focus on who you were as a younger self, it brings in those types of people that are just like, yes, I want to work with you.